Solidaritet!
From Stockholm to Berlin, Tokyo, and Beirut. This is the anger over Russia's invasion of Ukraine around the world. In London, a crowd outside the Prime Minister's Downing Street residence making its demand loud and clear, calling for a complete economic isolation of Russia and the worry that many here have for their families back home.
I was shocked. My mum called me. It was 5 o'clock, 4:30 in the morning here in WhatsApp, and she was like, Russia's attacked. They really did.
We are watching minute by minute what's happening there. And lots of them are not safe.
While Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said that unprecedented measures have been prepared to punish Russia, many here feel that it is too little, too late. And while the rest of the world may be shocked at the invasion of Ukraine, many Ukrainians living abroad are not. In France, home to some 30,000 Ukrainians, hundreds gathered outside the Russian embassy in Paris, singing. Others shouted for an end to the invasion. And many more gathered elsewhere in the city, all condemning the assault. But, like many others around the world, determined to show their solidarity with Ukraine. Sonia Gallego, Al Jazeera, London.